Opinions expressed in commentary are not the views of WAVS Radio, its management or staff, or any advertiser. This is Commentary with Winston Barnes. A number of historic figures have repeated the saying, which makes much sense. A people who do not know their history are bound to repeat it. What though if a people know their history, if only because it is recent, and still make major mistakes? 42 years ago, the U.S. used a ruse to enter Grenada after the assassination of its Prime Minister Maurice Bishop. The premise upon which the U.S. sent in the Marines, American lives were at stake. Not exactly, but it was the reason given. Fast forward to 2025, the U.S. is using its disdain for the Venezuelan leadership to kill what it calls drug runners and terrorists in the Caribbean Sea. Here comes the tricky part. On the weekend, notice was given that due to threats, still not detailed, the U.S. Embassy in Port of Spain is being closed. At the same time, U.S. citizens in Trinidad and Tobago were told they may not return to the U.S. at this time unless they have U.S. passports. It does not take an overactive or fanciful imagination to discern what is possible under these circumstances, considering the U.S. could use Trinidad and Tobago as a base to launch attacks on neighboring Venezuela, a country the president in his first presidency simply asked, why not just attack Venezuela? It is not fanciful to imagine the U.S. claiming its citizens in Trinidad and Tobago are in danger as a reason for the U.S. to send in the Marines. As the saying goes, anything man has done, man will do again. Despite the lessons from Grenada 4 decades ago, we continue to gaze. I am Winston Barnes with Commentary.